State Air Quality Division Director Denise Koch says the documents made public by her agency Thursday are drafts that, when completed later this year, will form the basis of the so-called State Implementation Plan, or SIP, that will lay out how the Fairbanks area can reduce its PM2.5 emissions.
These are the building blocks, if you will, of the SIP.
Koch says agency officials posted the documents to promote a two-way exchange of information between them and the public. She says some portions of the documents are incomplete and require information they hope area residents will help them fill in.
There are data gaps, and we're asking the public for additional information.
The documents include dozens of references to those gaps, such as how much number one and number two fuel oil is used locally, broken down into residential and non-residential use. Koch says the agency also wanted to make the documents available to inform people about how it will oversee local efforts to reduce PM2.5 emissions, to attain federal air quality standards in what's now called the serious non-attainment area.
We want complete transparency. We know that this is a very important issue to the community, and we want people to be able to look at our early thinking.
Longtime local air quality advocate Jimmy Fox says he's already reading through the documents, and he urges all other area residents to give them a look so they can appreciate the complexity of the problem and understand the measures the Air Quality Division is planning and considering.
This is the chance to kind of kick the tires on these draft documents and, you know, help the state come up with an implementation plan that we can live with.
Fox says it would behoove residents to get to know the many different strategies that'll be employed under the SIP to clean up the air in the non-attainment area, some of which are sure to raise eyebrows. They include such measures as requiring installation of emissions control technology on so-called stationary sources, such as power plants, which would boost the cost of electricity for ratepayers. Also, possible requirements on the use of ultra-low sulfur heating oil, a costlier but cleaner burning fuel.
What I'm reading here is that, you know, preliminary estimates is that switching to that to help address the problem, you know, it would cost the average household an extra $300 to $400 a year in heating oil costs.
Fox says the locals can help the state understand more about the situation here in Fairbanks and could provide information to regulators that would help them develop a better plan that would work for this area.
What makes this plan successful is really our ownership of that. And I hope that all the citizens in the borough don't shy away from this opportunity.
Fox says some portions of the documents are fairly technical and can make for some dense reading, but he says overall they should be pretty understandable to most folks. Koch says the Air Quality Division wants comments on the documents before May 23rd. They can be found on the division's website, which is accessible off the State Department of Environmental Conservation's homepage. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.